This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. While most of us were just pondering what kind of commute we'd have this morning, hundreds of volunteers in Central Maryland were out in the weather focusing on a more urgent question, homelessness. They're part of taking account of the homeless. It's a federal requirement that local governments take account at least every other year. The count is called Point in Time. It's not only a snapshot of the situation, it's an effort to engage people where they are on the streets and in shelters. Thousands of people are homeless in Baltimore City, most between the age of 40 and 60. This year, the count is focusing on several difficult-to-reach populations. And with us in the studio to discuss the count and the city's plan to end homelessness is Adrienne Bridenstein, Executive Director of The Journey Home. It's part of the Mayor's Office of Human Services. Adrienne, thanks so much for coming in after spending the night outside last night.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
We're going to hear in a minute some of your conversations with volunteers, but first, give us an overview of how the homeless count works.
Sure. So in Baltimore, there are two big components for our point in time count. We do a sheltered count, which is really a measure of what is our bed capacity across the community, how many people are in those beds across our community. And then we do an unsheltered count. And that's where we deploy hundreds of volunteers to go out and canvass the streets of Baltimore City in every neighborhood, from northwest to northeast to southwest to southeast. And that gives us our unsheltered count, or our street count, as it's more commonly known.
And you were nice enough to tape a couple of those conversations so that we can hear what the volunteers encountered. Let's listen to a couple.
My name is Sarah Harz. I'm in downtown Baltimore in the cold rain, and it's about 2:30 in the morning. We've been mostly in downtown, kind of wandering through the alleys and poking our heads in all the corners.
It's Monday, January 26th, 2:45 in the morning. We're at the corner of Baltimore Street and Charles. We've been walking around central downtown area. Name's Eric Costello. We've probably talked to a half dozen. We encountered a few folks that were sleeping. We did talk to one individual that wanted help. Had a really nice conversation with him, got all his information. And, you know, he got nervous at the end while we were waiting for the transport to come, and he ended up walking off. So
what are some of your general observations and your conversations you've been having with people?
I think the main thing is that most of these folks want help, but they're scared in some capacity to get the help. Concerns with, you know, who we are and what we want, and some of the, you know, personal questions that we've been asking them.
That was City Councilman Eric Costello, District 11. Adrienne, what kind of information do you gather in this count? What are your volunteers asking homeless people they encounter?
So we ask some very basic questions that try to help us get at what we call their housing status. So where did you stay the night before? We're looking to see if people stayed, living in parks, on benches, in abandoned buildings, even in shelters, or even sleeping in a tent, for example. But then we also have a series of questions that try to focus on the individual's health status. We look at things like substance use, mental health issues, disability, and all of this information helps us to know how vulnerable that person might be. And we use that information to help figure out what's the best intervention, housing intervention primarily, that this person needs to help end their homelessness. Because we certainly recognize that homelessness is increasingly becoming identified as a health issue, very closely connected.
One of the other things that Councilman Costello said was that he had encountered a veteran, a Marine from the 1970s. Mm-hmm. He said the Vietnam era. Are veterans particularly hard for you to count?
So our last point in time count, we identified of the total population that we counted, 11% of the people experiencing homelessness were veterans. What we find a lot is that a lot of the veterans, for one reason or another, are not connected to services, whether they be to mainstream services or services that they are eligible for through the Veterans Administration. So this year's point in time count, we are really focused on two things in that veteran space. One, we want to make sure that we get the most accurate count possible. We want to know exactly how many veterans are experiencing homelessness in our community, and specifically how many of them are out on the streets right now. And part of this is because we as a community and as a country have set the goal that we want to end veterans homelessness by 2015. Last year, Mayor Rawlings-Blake signed on to the First Lady's Call to Action, which was a mayor's challenge to end veterans homelessness by 2015. So she's taken this call to action very seriously, and we find that the point in time count is one opportunity for us to gather this data so it can inform our planning, but then also inform how do we deploy our resources to reach these veterans and get them off the streets and permanently housed.
That's Adrienne Bridenstine here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Adrienne is Executive Director of The Journey Home, which is part of the Mayor's Office of Human Services. We're talking about the point in time count of the homeless that started last night. You're also trying to find young people.
Yes.
Who are homeless.
Yes.
What's the difficulty there?
So youth experiencing homelessness tend to be a very more of a hidden population, meaning that they tend to shy away from services or authority figures, people that are out there trying to help them and connect them to services, and they don't try to access services in very traditional ways that adults might. So this makes them harder, more difficult to find and more difficult to engage in services and get connected. At our last point in time count, we only identified 6 unaccompanied youth experiencing homelessness. So that means they weren't with
people
a parent
under
or guardian.
Age 18?
Under age 25. The Department of Housing and Urban Development defines youth under age 25. So that 6 is just, that's not accurate. We know that's a large undercount. So this year we're using a couple of strategies that have been identified as promising practices in other communities.
Tell me about one.
So one is we're having a magnet event on Friday, and this is an event to help draw youth in so that we can conduct surveys with them at the event. There will be food there. It's over on the east side of Baltimore, very easy to access with public transportation. And this is a way to bring a group of youth together so we can conduct surveys. But then also we use this as a service engagement opportunity. We want to get them connected to providers as well.
We're almost out of time, and I want to make sure I understand. How do you describe briefly the work of The Journey Home? What is the goal?
So the goal is to make homelessness in Baltimore rare and brief. And the way we're going to do that is really by using more of a collective impact approach. We need everybody at the table working on this together if we really are going to make homelessness in Baltimore rare and brief.
And what happens next in the count? I mean, it was a count of where people were last night, but
We are continuing
for a few days.
Yeah, we're continuing this count. We will be sending out volunteers again this evening to canvass the streets. We don't want to just do one night because we know we miss people. We know sometimes people don't want to be surveyed one night, but they may want to be surveyed the next night. So we will be having volunteers. Volunteers are out today, actually, in fact, at service providers surveying people. So this count will go through Wednesday afternoon, but all of it will be pinpointed to that January 26th date.
I really appreciate you talking to us and coming in after such a long night. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Adrienne Bridenstine, Executive Director of The Journey Home, part of the Mayor's Office of Human Services that works on homelessness. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We'll also post comments of some of the other volunteers. I'm Sheila Cast.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jana McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Yesterday was January 25th. On that day in Maryland history, 1638, the General Assembly held its first legal meeting. We're back on Wednesday. Please join us.